Daniel Foster, past executive director of the Oceanside Museum of Art from 2012 to 2015. The key person behind this exhibition, both in terms of vision, connections, and logistical support for 2 years, practically full time, is the fabulous Kay Colvin out of North County that ran L Street Gallery for a number of years working with the museum. Did regular weekly and monthly writings on artists for years in the San Diego art market, and brought forward the vision of this exhibition, the contacts with the Borghese noble family of Italian heritage, Alfio Borghese, that she knew well and could facilitate the Italian aspect of the exhibition and the traveling exchange with artists between Italy and San Diego. And then Kay devoted, I would say, easily a year and a half to 2 years full-time working out monumental logistical nightmare and complications with pulling together 900 different submissions. Peter Frank, noted curator out of LA, Drew Oberjerke, the executive director of the Riverside Art Museum, and myself juring 48 works that ended up traveling. And it was all because of the vision and dedication of Kay Colvin, who's been long involved with the Oceanside Museum of Art and deserves tremendous applause for her donation of her talent and her time, largely to make this exhibition come about. All That Glitters is just a fabulous oil painting, approximately 4 foot by 4 foot, iconic central figure of this woman with a cigarette and a cocktail glass and a little toddler at her feet, and kind of an innocuous, typical bungalow kind of kitchen that reflects Southern California light and culture and color. It was kind of an iconic work that I'm glad it was brought into this show, because it reflected the sensibility of California dreaming and the perspective on a more decaying, aging community's view versus a more sunshiny 1950s vintage kind of postcard feeling about Southern California.